When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
What's up?
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, the Coffin, California.
How to the two are you do... Yeah. Hi.
No matter how bad you think things are, or how bad you screw up your intro, these two think they could get worse.
It just got worse.
Worse. We're going to talk about something that everyone loves. Because they protect your feet, shoes.
Shoes are pretty great.
Because nothing can go wrong with shoes. So I got some nice business shoes I had to wear the other day, you know, to complete my ensemble to look like a professional. Nothing wrong with that.
Squeak!
Ugh, the squeak.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Everybody can hear you coming.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Everybody can hear you going.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Worst of all, they know when you're like, I have to go to the bathroom, squeak, and you try squeak, to, like, squeak, discreetly squeak, make
squeak,
your way.
Squeak.
Yeah.
Squeak.
So many squeaks.
Well, what if I have, like, shoes that, you know, aren't quite so squeaky? They have a little bit better grip.
Okay.
Know, not quite so shiny.
I mean, I'm sure that's possible, but I want to stick with the squeaking for a second.
Squeak. Squeak.
Okay.
Squeak.
Because
squeak,
say you live in a city
squeak,
with, like, a rodent
squeak,
problem.
Squeak.
Those shoes squeak, have now squeak, made squeak, you the squeak, most eligible, squeak, like, squeak, mouse squeak, slash rat bachelor.
Squeak.
And I you just are thought now... they'd make me the Pied Piper.
Squeak, squeak, like, I squeak, mean, you know, basically squeak, the same
squeak,
thing.
Squeak, squeak,
but now, I mean, you just have, squeak, like, just this horde squeak, of rats squeak, that just wants
squeak,
you.
Squeak,
they're following you.
Squeak, squeak.
Can
squeak,
I control them,
squeak,
at least?
Crawling on you. Oh,
squeak,
no.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
You better
squeak,
run.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
I'm already running, apparently. Can't you hear the squeaking?
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Oh, I'm getting tired.
Squeak.
Oh no, they're gonna
squeak,
catch
squeak,
you!
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Alright, well, we know where this story ends. Let's move on to shoes with high heels.
Because
everyone likes to wear those.
I know Jeremiah does.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I like my calves to look good, just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I care about my lower back.
Yeah.
And my well-being in old age is more important than temporary sex appeal. I'll have you know, which is why I donate all of my high-heeled shoes to the local animal shelter.
That's where they should go, because dogs need shoes to chew on.
Right.
It's it makes them feel like they're at home.
They're generally made of something that's better than, like, a toxic chew toy plastic thingamajigger.
You could just get them actual bones.
So, here's the thing. Once I was in the woods, and I was hiking...
Go on.
And I came across a gal that was also hiking, and she was wearing high-heeled hiking shoes.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and all I could
think
was...
Please explain that to
me. Like, they looked like hiking boots, right? Like, they had, like, that...
All right, I can see that.
Kind of a platform, like, in the rear.
Yeah, but, like, not a platform. Like an actual, like, heel.
Like it narrowed down to a point?
Yeah.
So like that's the worst idea.
So it looked like a straight-up hiking boot with, like, a spike heel on it. I had never seen anything like it. And all I could think was she's going to fall down the mountain and, like, break open her head.
Oh, my gosh. And then James Franco's going to play her in the movie. That's horrible.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants James Franco to play them in a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't hate if James Franco played me in a movie. But, you know, most people don't want that.
Well, that's only because you're the same height, and it makes sense.
Well, we could make sure he wears the shoes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he could pull
calves.
Me off.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to see those calves displayed in a hiking boot?
It's
oh,
true.
Oh, my goodness.
He would have to, of course, wear, you know, like the Australian booty shorts that you wear no matter who you are when you're going hiking out in the Australian desert.
Australian
now
booty
shorts? Now you're just
shorts?
Teasing me. Like, this is an image, like, James Franco needs to put on this outfit and maybe make a calendar.
So when are we going to Australia for our...
We're only going to make money off this idea.
What could go wrong down under episode?
Well, I mean...
I mean, There's lots of dangerous things you've told me about there, so maybe we should just do it from the safety of not there.
Like yeah, New Zealand. I'm kind of scared of Australia. I've heard things about spiders. Spiders and snakes.
But this leads us into an excellent reason for the next shoe in the line, the wonderful steel-toed shoe, in which you can do all of your shit-kicking needs.
What if I need to kick clods? Or hop clods?
Kick what?
Clods, like clods of dirt or mud.
That seems very easy to do with a steel-toed shoe.
Okay.
Like, even if there's a rock, it wouldn't hurt you because it would, you know, be structurally supportive.
What, here's the thing. When you're kicking clods with your steel-toed shoe...
Wait, are we talking about people or dirt still?
we're talking about dirt.
I mean, I just clarifying, you are the power member of the group.
Yeah, no, we're talking dirt. So, okay. But here's the thing, is there could be a rock hidden within that dirt clod.
Oh, no.
And when you kick it, the rock becomes a projectile. And because you have, like, the steel toed, you know, like, it bounces really well off your shoe, so it gets a lot of force behind it. Like, there's no give into the leather, so it gets the full force of the kick. And it goes sailing through the air. Now, there are a couple of options that could happen with this rock that would both be horrible. Well,
definitely take down that lady hiker you were talking about. She has no foot support to take that kind of punishment and keep standing.
Exactly. Straight in the forehead of some unsuspecting, you know, hiker in their high-heeled shoes. Bam. Just like, that person's done for. No more. The second thing that could happen is that it goes flying and it goes, like, into a road area and hits the windshield of a car.
Uh-oh.
Sending the car veering off the road into a telephone pole or a ditch or a lake. Any of those options, just horrible. All because you had to go kick clods with your steel-toed boots. And you wouldn't have kicked those clods did you not have the confidence given you with the boots.
Oh my God.
I rest my case.
All right, so maybe we should get back to the people who should be wearing them responsibly. People who, you know, have power tools and other devices that... it protects their feet from.
Again, this comes down to training. They're supposed to protect your toes, but the thing is, you can still have your foot move inside the steel toe boot and hit that steel cap and screw up your toes.
That still seems a lot better than, like, cutting them off.
Well, it depends on how ugly your toes are. If you've got ugly toes, maybe they should be cut off.
Seems like we're going back to the balance issue at this point.
Robo-toes. That's all I have to say.
Please, tell me more about your robo-toes.
I just think that sounds brilliant.
Man, can you imagine a robo-toe pedicure? That'd be awesome.
Like toes are pretty cool. Like,
Mr. Robo-toes.
That's good. Like, toes are cool anyways. They help you do all kinds of things. They help you run and jump and stand and not fall on your face. But can
and
you
if you've
imagine...
got really strong toes, you can use them like a monkey hand to pick things up with?
Exactly. And, like, I mean, people use them to paint amazing pictures that I could not even attempt to paint with my hands. But, like, if your toes were also robo-toes, like, please.
This is just making me want to protect my toes more.
Fine.
Until we come out with robo-toe technology.
It's just around the corner. They're saying 5 to 10 years before the robo-toe is perfected.
All right, that's good to know. This shoe is a lot less protective, but very convenient and easy to use, and you can easily get sand off of it. The sandal.
Ooh. See, with robo-toes, like, a good pair of flip-flops would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if you could, like, lasers in your robo-toes, and they would just be, yeah.
And then hover flip-flops. Hover flip-flops and robo-toes. Hover flip-flops, so, robo-toes, match made in heaven.
These are all great, but the problem is that right now people still wear flip-flops,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have robo-toes yet. And flip-flops are really dangerous because they catch in things. They, like, people fall in flip-flops all the time because they're flimsy and they bend. You know, that toe part bends down, trip
you
right on your face.
You could step on a pop-top and ruin that flip-flop.
Yeah, you could step on basically anything and ruin that flip-flop. And also, like, yourself.
Yeah.
There's no protection.
It's true. I mean, we're using them for convenience.
You step on anything sharp, that's just going straight into your foot.
Oh.
And as we have said in the past, like, tetanus is not to be messed with.
Yeah, foot tetanus, though.
Get your booster shots, everyone.
Yeah, booster shots for sure. But remember, having locked foot, better than locked butt.
It's true. If I had to pick between locked foot and locked butt, I'm going to go with the locked foot.
Yeah.
Every time.
Foot tetanus, way better than butt tetanus.
Yeah. Anybody who says that lock butt is not worse doesn't have a leg to stand on.
All right, so let's talk about our favorite shoes. What are your favorite type of shoe? What are you looking for in a shoe?
I'm looking for one that I can tie the laces in such a way that I never have to actually untie or tie my shoes again. I'm all about easy access. So, like, right now I have this great pair of, like, hiking shoes that are also waterproof that mm-hmm. I can, you know, do, like, the nice just, like, knot on the sides so that I never have to tie them. Slip
that
right in and out.
Wonderful. Like, nothing could go wrong with that, having knots on the side.
When they come out, I have tripped a few times. And also, you know, they don't, the shoe, if somebody steps on the back of it, just comes right off. So, you know.
Just a quick escape.
It's not very practical.
You'll never get stuck in those shoes in the
mud. Yeah, a quick escape right onto my face when your shoe comes off and you're still going forward in the motion and it's all messed up and you just, yeah.
We need to teach you how to lunge.
I am not great at movement.
This is something we can work on. I have faith.
You can do it, Chrissy.
Anytime Jeremiah. I have to move, so many things can go wrong.
Man, see, here's the thing, is I don't really have a type of shoe. I think mm-hmm. there's all different types of shoes have value. Personally, though, like, if I had a shoe that I found out was great for, you know, a night out on the town, or mm-hmm. maybe a long walk, you know, in the rain or in the hills or something, and it's also supportive, gives me room to move on my own, but also is, like, firm enough to, like, guide my path. Basically, something that's not too binding, but maybe has some laces just for decor, even if they're not too tight or restrictive or something.
So you're looking for the perfect shoe is what I'm hearing.
Well, see, here's the thing, is people say
the mythical shoe on the golden pillow, just descending from the sky.
A perfect shoe for everyone, but I think with, like, the number of people there are, that there are probably multiple perfect shoes for any one person. You just have to go and find those shoes, or, you know, learn to make the shoes that you have the perfect shoe.
Are you sure that there aren't, like, that your shoes aren't, you know, just one for, one right pair for each person, like, you know, a soulmate?
And with that, I think we're out of time.
You beat me to it.
Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Bye, guys. You probably won't die tonight, but I might when people that hate puns come for me.
And tomorrow won't be the worst day of your life unless you're Chrissy and the people who hate puns have found you.
Eek.
Soulmate, everyone. Soulmate. Good night.
Bye.